It's Saturday, the 27th of February. It's 10 a.m. and it's a gorgeous morning. Was a bit more grey, greyness or peely wally grey, if you like, when we got up just after 9. But it seems to be clearing bit by bit. And the sun is already quite high in the southern sky, 10 a.m, rising fast. It is a beautiful morning. I'm standing here in filtered sunlight because it's being filtered through my big Wisley conifer. But I'm getting enough to feel the effects of sunlight, even if not sun warmth, on my face. It's dry. It's calm. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful morning. Which is just as well, because it's making me feel better than I was. 12 hours in bed. So tired last evening because of my activities yesterday. My wife was tired. I think it didn't help that we had put a couple of too many logs in the fire for the evening. In other words, the fire just got so hot. The living room got so hot that we were falling asleep. So we decided to get off to bed just after 9, which was great. And I set the alarm for 9, so 12 hours in bed. I'm off to bed and I got off to sleep pretty quickly. My wife goes to sleep very quickly, normally. 99 nights out of 100, she goes off to sleep very quickly. But I went off to sleep fairly quickly as well. And then, shortly after that, all hell broke loose in my body. I was woken by the fact that my legs were too hot. And then the dreaded RLS, and excuse the pun, kicked in. Restless legs syndrome. It wasn't full blown, not where you get to a stage where you have no control, you just have to kick your legs suddenly. It wasn't that, it was there, it was at the front door, it was knocking on the front door of my knees. And I was lying there, trying to do everything I could not to think about it. Even forcing my eyes open, so even though I was so tired, forcing my eyes open, because that, well, it works for me, it distracts the mind away. Because as soon as you close your eyes, your brain just focuses straight back into that niggle. So I was lying there, forcing my eyes open and looking around the room. But I was so tired, I couldn't keep them open for any length of time, and they would close, and then, oh my God. So I tried gently turning one way, gently turning the other, so I wouldn't wake my wife. I had one leg out the bed in the cold air. Sometimes works. Didn't work. Anyone who has RLS has experienced it knows what I'm talking about. You'd rather have pain. I was actually praying for pain, and I'm being serious here. I actually prayed for pain somewhere else in my body. Take away, dear Lord, take away this horrible torment and give me pain. I can live with pain, I can sleep with pain. But this horrible, indescribable torment. Listen to that starling. Man, don't stop. Sounds like it's practicing his, say he, could be a she, practicing his repertoire for spring. Listen to that. One bird. Yeah. That's just bloody amazing. They're fantastic mimickers of sound. There's one on the tree the other day there, and you swore you it was a curlew. Oh, my lord. Anyway, see, that was a very welcome distraction, wasn't it? For all of us. RLS. It's an acronym, but I need to think of another one. So that lasted for ages, and I was praying to God. I was praying to Jesus to relieve me of the torment and let me get to sleep. And eventually, I did. So, but the rest of the night wasn't particularly, I mean, no more RLS, but I think because I had been so restless, you know, for the first, you know, at least two and a half hours, something like that, that it just became a kind of restless night after that. So, not a good night, not a good night. I didn't have a good night the night before, but last night, well, in comparison, the night before wasn't a good night, but it was a bloody brilliant night compared to last night, because no matter what keeps me awake, RLS is the worst thing ever, ever. I can imagine people, when it's full blown, I can imagine people, well, I've pinched myself sorely to try and induce pain. I can imagine people in the past taking a hacksaw and cutting their legs off above the knee. Made a mess of the bed, of course, but there you go. We got to sleep. So, on a brighter note, we're going off for a wee jaunt today. The weather seems to be decent enough to go. It's the birthday run out that my wife never got because of weather and circumstances. And so we're going to do, and we're going to do the Trossachs run, but we're going to do it in reverse this time. We're going to do it anti-clockwise. Yeah. So instead of going up past Stirling to Callander, and then along the lochs, Loch Achray, Loch Fenachar, past Loch Katrin, up over the Duke's Pass, down into Aberfoyle, and just returned from there. Beautiful run, but we're going to do it the reverse this time. Aberfoyle first. It's a long time since we did it in reverse. I mean, the views, especially the Duke's Pass, the views in reverse are, well, if you like, totally different from the other way. Makes sense, doesn't it? So, a light breakfast, and we'll get away. Yes. Tastes like this, it'll be nice.